Welcome to a night of total terror. Night of the living dead, the dead who live on living flesh. The dead whose haunted souls hunt the living. The living whose bodies are the only food for these ungodly creatures. Night of the living dead. Our adventure in fear. An experience in shock more shattering than your strangest nightmare. Night of the living dead. A night with the dead who cannot die. A night of total terror. Night. Of the living dead.
This is day 11 of October, 31 days of creatures and villains from horror movies. A murky chronicle bonus. I am Thayfulla, the Butcher Dobashi.
And I am Gorgeous Kenny Roberts.
Today we're talking about zombies. We got a lot of emails about zombies. They're saying they love our little tidbits for our bonuses, and I guess we're doing something right. Hopefully, you know, make things better. But you want to go first, or what, or do you want me? It doesn't matter. Just shoot. I'm just walking like a living dead.
Well, today I'm doing the top 10 zombie movies.
All right.
All right. So if you want me to go first, I will go. I'll start with number 10.
Okay.
A 1985 classic. The Return of the Living Dead.
Ooh, nice. What year was that? Does it say?
Yeah, 1985.
Okay.
And then number nine, yeah. The Animator. That was another 1985.
What was that?
1985.
No, no, the Animated?
Reanimator.
Oh, Reanimator, okay.
Yep. And, you know, I'm going to burn through them real quick because this is our short little show. So number eight is called Wreck. That was a 2007 movie.
Okay.
Number seven, Brain Dead, 1992. Number six, one of my favorites, Night of the Living Dead, 1968.
Oh, yeah, the original.
Yes. Number five, Train to Busan. That's 2016. And here's one of my newer classic favorites, Shaun of the Dead, 2004. That's a British movie. That's a great one.
Okay.
Number three, 28 Days Later. That was 2002. Number two, Day of the Dead. That was back in 1985. So the 85 was a big year for zombie movies.
So are these ranked? Are these ranked?
These are ranked.
Okay.
These are ranked. Okay. These are someone's personal opinions. I got it off of Empire Online. So,
okay.
There's actually 20 of them, but I did the top 10 because that's really all we want to hear. And number one, 1978, Dawn of the Dead. That's a good one.
Okay.
So with the zombies being real popular these days with the TV shows on, I can't even remember the channel it's on, but there's all those zombie shows. I'm not too sure.
What's the,
do you follow those?
Walking Dead, you know, I probably seen like the very first episode and that was it. And I never watched one since. I don't know why.
Kind of the same book. Yeah. I may have watched two or three. I do enjoy zombie, but you know, a couple hours of it in the movie and I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch it every week.
Well,
So what you got for us?
Well, you know, there was a lot of facts. I had quite a few of them, but let me, I'll run some, you know, down, because, you know, a lot of cultures, you know, they believe apparently there are some zombies out there, you know. Maybe, I don't know if they portray as they are like on television or the movies, but, you know, the term zombie relates to the African word for God, and it's no surprise that zombies have been a part of voodoo, you know, the culture for centuries. And, another one, that modern zombie movies has roots to the Haitian culture. According to the lore, voodoo priests can turn a living being into their personal zombies, if, you know, effectively making them their slaves. Also, there's a Haitian named Clarivis Narcissus. Is perhaps the best known case of zombification in Haiti. According to this person, he died, was buried, and was then resurrected by a voodoo witch doctor. But I got a question for you, gorgeous one. How would you know yourself if you were actually a zombie?
How would I know myself?
I mean, apparently this guy's claiming he was.
I don't have an answer for that, you know. I mean, I didn't realize zombies had any kind of level of memory, but, okay. You know,
yep.
I don't know.
Okay, a couple more. The Scandinavian culture, zombies are, they were known as like warriors, and when they return, they kill the living, and the only way to kill a Norse zombie is to cut off their head and burn it, burn the body. So cut off the head and burn the body. Also, in Haitian culture, a witch doctor responsible for turning people into zombie, and they're known as a Bokor, B-O-K-O-R. In order to prevent loved ones from returning from the dead, the family must bury the body under heavy weights and watch the grave for 36 hours.
And wow.
Now, you were mentioning movies. Did you know the first zombie movie with the actual zombie in the title was titled White Zombie?
No, did not know that.
Yep, and the film depicts a young woman's transformation, from a, you know, evil voodoo priest. And the last thing I got to share, there's a lot of them out there. We probably could do a full episode on it because, you know, it's big in Louisiana and stuff, you know, all this voodoo and people, you know, drink these special concoctions. To the Haitians, at least becoming a zombie is a fate far worse than death, because zombies are considered internal slaves raised from the dead to work in the fields. And it is said that in the 1800s, a law was passed in Haiti making it illegal to create a zombie. And that's all I pretty much got for you. Like I said, there's a lot of information on both parts, but.
Absolutely.
You ready?
At the end of the day, what is your favorite zombie movie?
Oh, gosh. You know, it's probably the very first one with the very first one, not the first one. What's the original one? The Night of the Living Dead? Yeah, the original.
Yeah.
That's probably the only one I really. Watch. I saw, what was the newer one with, it was kind of hokey. Was it,
Shaun of the Dead was kind of hokey, but I really liked, Zombieland with Woody Harrelson.
Oh,
great movie.
No. Oh, Dusk Till Dawn. That was kind of hokey.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, that's the only one I remember.
You're going with an old school. Yeah. I like kind of more of the up to date, but, that's great.
All right, brother. Well, I guess
that's it, huh?
I guess we could shut this down.
All right. Sounds good.
Anything else?
Nope, that's it for this time.
Nothing else?
You know what? You watched that movie yet? The Funhouse?
I saw Run House.
Run House?
Yeah.
No. Keep trying. Well, I'm going to hit you up again tomorrow. So,
all right. I'm sorry. All right. I know you're going to probably rid me for this one, but I have no sound bites for it. It was hard to find them.
I know how you are, man. You pick out a movie, and then you do your own sound bites. So Right on, man.
Oh, you know, hey, that's the way I roll. All right, man. Talk to you tomorrow.
Peace.
All right. Everything lyrical spit.